lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light's a shining tree. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everybody. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have the greatest program tonight because we're going to be talking about a subject that I'm quite familiar with and very excited about and deeply, deeply believe in. My guest is Roberta Haddock from the AIM program. And Roberta was working with a gentleman by the name of Stephen Lewis, who founded the AIM program. And she met him in 1987 after being injured in a car accident, having a natural attraction to alternative therapists, and through a personal referral, she consulted Stephen for help. At that time,
Stephen had his private practice in which he incorporated acupuncture and homeopathy in conjunction with subtle energy research, physics, oriental healing arts, philosophy, and spirituality. As Roberta experienced accelerated healing and achieved a full recovery from her wounds, she was amazed that the tremendous shift in her emotional well-being was very profound as her physical well-being, perhaps even more so. This spawned her passion for Stephen's work, so much so that she left her successful career in the corporate world, obtained a degree in homeopathy, and partnered with Stephen, taking on an instrumental role in expanding Stephen's practice, and years later in making the miracle called the AIM program of energetic balancing known and available to people worldwide. She has now taken over testing and the research for the AIM program and is the key to expanding AIM. Good evening, Roberta. How are you doing?
I'm great, Elizabeth. How are you? It's great to be here.
Well, I'm good. I'm hanging in there, and I'm loving the AIM program. You know, I was a part of it for so long, but I, of course, I'm still working with it. It's something I could never leave. I don't know if I ever told you, but I quit the AIM program in 2000 because I was discouraged with myself and going through some stress, and I was off for about 4 months, and then it all hit. And I sat down and I said, oh, I can't take this pain. And I knew right away what it was. So, of course, I went right back on again. And that was my one experience with the AIM program. I'm never going to experiment again. So let's talk a little bit about the path to consciousness.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about Stephen and how it all started and what you do.
Well, I met Stephen, like you said, in 1987. And Stephen and I worked very closely together, working with what is now called the AIM program. But at that time, it wasn't the AIM program. It was more using homeopathic remedies where we would charge them with particular frequencies that he would find. And then you would go home and take these drops, these bottles, and you take them at different points and times during the day. Maybe some you'd only take at night. And there was this whole regimen you had to go through. And then you would come back on a monthly basis, and he would reevaluate what he had given you to make sure it went and cleared up whatever he was looking at, and then he would go on to the next thing. Well, years and years later, we used to have these meetings at our home when Stephen and I were a couple. We'd have these meetings in our home, and this one man came up to me one day and he said, you know, you don't need the remedies. You can do this all by a photograph. And I kind of looked at him sideways and I was like, yeah, really? And it was a little hard for me to connect that, but it sounded at the time, you know, listening to all these other people, there were lawyers and doctors, all of alternative health means, and we would all get together and kind of exchange ideas. So that's why this guy was telling me about this. So after everyone was gone, I kind of was talking to Stephen about it, and he said, oh, yeah, that's definitely, you know, and he was reminding me about National Geographic. When you were a kid, everybody read National Geographic, and they always had the Aborigines in the National Geographic magazines, and they would always never wanted their pictures taken because they felt that it stole their soul.
Right.
And they were right. They were right because the picture is your vibration. It's unique to you.
It's
you can have an identical twin. Yeah, it's your matrix. And if you have an identical twin, you're still going to be different than that identical twin. You're not going to be the same.
I know that because I'm one of two sets of identical twins.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A lot of twins in your family. That's great. How interesting. Yeah, we've tested identical twins before. Stephen did a lot of that. But anyway, to make a long story short, I was in homeopathic school at that time, and I had a big test the following day. And from my car accident, I would always get migraines. And I woke up in the morning, and of course, I had a migraine, and I had to study for my test and kind of nervous about it. And so I asked him if he would test me, and he said, well, let me make a deal with you. And every time he said that, I would cringe because I was like, Mikey will eat anything kind of thing. You know, let's try it on Mikey. Well, it was always try it on Roberta. So he said, I'll tell you what. we're going to try your photograph, and if it doesn't work within a half an hour, then we'll make a bottle of drops. So I was like, okay, great. So he put my he found what was going on with me, put my photograph on this little 4x4 plate that we had that we usually put the bottles on to transfer the energy, and he used my photograph instead. And lo and behold, within, you know, probably about 20 minutes, my headache was starting to subside. So then we knew it worked. So, and we knew it would work anyway, but we wanted to try it out and make sure that someone would feel it or whatever.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and so then as time went on, we started finding out that with the AIM program, what we call the AIM program, we could treat or not treat, but we could send the frequencies to a lot more people than we could see in the office, because we were getting busier and busier and busier. And with just him and I and a receptionist, it was a lot of work and a lot of it was hard to handle all of that. So we came up with the AIM program. And what the AIM program is, it's called the all-inclusive method, meaning that everything's included, no drops are needed. And what we do now, and you can see this on our website, I have a video that shows a tray tour, and you'll see the trays and the photographs, but we put the photograph on these trays, and then it's the computer, main computer, is connected to that, sending the vibrations, everything that's in the computer, out to these photographs. And Stephen worked tirelessly on always trying to find new frequencies, and I worked right along with him learning, thank God, learning how to do this, because we lost him almost 2 years ago. So now right. I've taken over. He's passed the baton to me, and he had passed it to me probably about in December. He wanted to retire, so he had me start doing all of the testing, and then we lost him in April.
Now, I want to mention the book Sanctuary because to me it's an amazing book due to the fact that it was written in the 1999. Or 1999. And it's still a bestseller. It never is absolutely timeless. Sanctuary, sure. The Pathway to Consciousness with Stephen Lewis and Eric Slauson.
Mm-hmm. Evan Slauson.
Right, Evan. Anyway, it's wonderful that it tells the whole story of how it grew. And, of course, you're the Jennifer in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And tells what a lot of people went through. And I know that he's worked with very famous people and people in the government, and he's helped people to stay balanced. And, of course, in staying balanced, you heal. That's the whole key to it.
Absolutely. And once you clear out your hereditary imbalances or frequencies that you have inside you that have been passed down from generations, once those are clear, it releases your life force and it rises. And your life force is your inner strength, your chi, your prana, whatever you want to call it. But that's your inner strength to overcome everyday adversities, maybe stresses, you know, good things, bad things, colds, flus, whatever. That's what is your guiding force within you to try and get over this stuff in your healing power.
Right. And I have found, Roberta, that going through the layers of coming to full healing, which you would say is number 100, it takes about a year. And mm-hmm. I think that it strengthens even more when you do have a spiritual practice. You know, I'm the one that's around saying you must start a spiritual practice to keep everything working. And so it takes about a year. It doesn't happen overnight. It's something that you work towards as you get the energy that you receive from the vibration of the photographs. Your body starts to heal and peel away the imbalances. And then within a year, I think it comes to where you're pretty well centered. But also there's a lot more going on because we have imbalances every day from all the new stuff that comes. And what you've cleared, tell me if I'm wrong, comes from past lives and it comes from anything that you have in heredity?
Absolutely. You know, like when we get together with our family members, isn't one of the first things everybody talks about is how they're feeling? It seems like it always comes down to that, right? And somebody will say, well, Aunt so-and-so or Uncle so-and-so or Grandpa this all had, you know, diabetes or cancer or high blood pressure or whatever they had. And then there's always a brother or sister or uncle. Somebody has it too. And then before you know it, everybody's talking about what's going on with them and their health and what tests they've gone through and what works for them and what doesn't. And so when we talk about the AIM program and the hereditary dispositions, that's what we're talking about, is all those things that have been passed down from your grandparents, you know, maybe past lives if you believe in past lives, generations before you. You know, all those things get passed down. So what the AIM program does is it identifies those hereditary imbalances in you with all of the frequencies that are coming from the computer. It matches them up within us. And those frequencies within us, it matches them and it removes them. So then we get rid of that stuff. And as we remove those hereditary imbalances, then our life force starts to rise and we start getting more energetic. We also start feeling more in tune with what's going on around us, more conscious about what's going on. More opportunities come to us because now we're open to them. Better
and
job, maybe.
Life again. Maybe. Instead of being stagnant, you're bringing in life again, right, Roberta?
Absolutely. And that's when, you know, some people say, well, gosh, I have such a hard time with relationships, this and that. Well, now you're open and you're attracting those people in your life. You're attracting the soulmate that maybe you've been looking for, maybe that job opportunity you've wanted, or, you know, maybe it's a different place to live. Maybe your whole world is going to change, and maybe you've been in a bad relationship, and now you have the courage to get out of it. And all of those different things in our life to keep us more in balance. Now, I do want to stress, though, it doesn't mean we're never going to have a bad day, because we still do. Okay. I have bad days, too. I get the colds and flus occasionally, too. But how fast do I get over them?
That's what I was going to say. What I have found out in my experience, and, you know, I had TB when I was 5, and I've had pneumonia many, many times before the AIM program. I have never had pneumonia since I've been on the AIM program.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrific. Yeah, because once you've had TB, it seems like you attract that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I was only 5 when I had that, but then I had pneumonia in the 70s and 80s, and I have not had anything since. But I want to say another thing. I noticed that when I do, even the allergies in the springtime, when I start getting the flu or I start getting a cold, it's gone in 24 hours. It's gone.
That's terrific. And well, I know here we have all those flus going around, and you hear about them on the TV, and people, you know, not making it through the flu, passing away. They're getting all these different things. Well, I've found new frequencies in people that have the flu and have them on AIM. And I noticed that my other half got the flu the other, what was it, a week and a half ago, I think, with the coughing, the congestion, the head, the nasally, all that stuff, just feeling lousy. It lasted 2 days in him.
Wow.
That was it. You know, and some of these people, it's 14, 18, 20 days. You know,
now there's something else that I was talking to Kim about, one of our facilitators, Kim, and I told her I thought it was amazing that you could have your picture in the AIM program, let's say 2 years and you're newly married, and then you get pregnant, and your child is not going to be born with the imbalances and the heredity strains and upsets that you had. Is that true?
That's true. My sister is living proof of that. My nephew was born in 2000, and he was the first baby born with a life force of 100, and he only had one hereditary frequency, and that was one that we hadn't found. It was a new frequency in the database from his father's side.
Wow. I just think that's amazing. I'd like to bring us forward a little bit, Roberta, to what's going on in the world. There's been a shift in the media with so many women coming forward in this Me Too campaign and having zero tolerance for sexual misconduct. Of course, I don't blame them for that. How does the AIM program assist these women who have physical trauma?
Oh, well, first of all, we have emotional frequencies on AIM. One of them, my favorite one, is replacing fear with courage. And we have others that are on there as well that escape my mind at this moment, but I'll probably remember it in a minute. And it takes a lot of courage for these women to come out and to come forward and call out some of these prominent men and their powerful positions on their misbehavior. I think we're entering this time where 2018 is going to be the year of the woman. And I think we're all coming into our own power. And maybe a lot of us have been in our own power, but there's a lot that need to come into their own power and to be powerful themselves. And the AIM program really helps that, because along with removing your hereditary imbalances, when you remove those, it makes you stronger, more confident. And when you have more confidence and you're stronger, you give off an energy about you that wards off a lot of this stuff, too. But it also makes you more powerful.
That people won't mess with you. When I think of somebody like Meryl Streep, who says she's never experienced any of this, there's a powerful, centered woman. What an example. Another one would probably be Oprah. So there you go. The stronger that you become inside and the more self-assurance, not only does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual heal, but your inner confidence strengthens and your role changes. Don't you think that's true? You change from being shy, maybe, to being self-assertive. Mm-hmm. And that's a good strength. How has that helped you over the years?
I'm sorry?
How has that helped you over the years?
Tremendously. I am way more assertive than I used to be. I used to be, because when I grew up, my father was like the king, you know, and when my dad was home, we were running around and work, you know, getting him something to drink, getting him something to eat. We did everything for him. And I think as years go on, you're kind of accustomed to that. And I know that as time went on and being on AIM, that kind of went away. And not that I'm not a nice person or any of that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that that changed. It's just I'm more sure of myself, and I don't need to do that. And I attract people who do not want that. They want a different type of a person, a stronger woman. And to some men, that's a scary thing, you know, for a strong woman.
The whole secret is the heart. Let's go. You know me, that's what I'm about. So I'm going to take the heart and bring it into the AIM program by saying, I would like to do something for you because I feel I would like to do something for you. I don't want to do something for you to please you or because I'm afraid of you.
Right.
Isn't that it?
And I think that's exactly it. And that's where these women are stepping forward and talking about what happened. And, you know, there's a part of me that I do understand everyone coming forward, and this, you know, there was a time, and times were different 20 years ago. Times were different 10 years ago.
Different way of life, yeah.
It was, everything was different. The way we thought about things was different. The way these corporations work, the way the modeling agencies worked. I mean, it was just different. So, in a part of me, I understand what's going on, and I understand that at the time coming forward wouldn't have been a good idea, but then is it a good idea now to bring it all forward that it's been so long ago?
No, I don't think so. I think that you're responsible for what you do in the moment. And, you know, we always say you have to release the past, unless there's been a crime committed or unless there's been some terrible things. But I do think it was a way of life. I think it was very sad that it was a way of life. I think women got threatened, but I think men got threatened, too. And sometimes it was when they were young, you know, being molested as children. And, of course, one of the worst crimes that we have in this country is teachers and children. That's been big in the news, too. But I want to get on to some positive things. I'd like to have some success stories with the AIM program and women. I'm sure you can tell me a few of those.
I have a bunch of them. Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. There's a woman that I know, and she's in her 80s. I think she's about 85. And a couple of years ago, she called me, and she's a very good friend of mine. She's been with us and the AIM program since the early 90s. And she's just an incredible, incredible lady. And she said, you know, I'm going to be doing this show in this class at the college at UCLA. And I said, what kind of class? And she collects antique art from Japanese antique art, oriental art, like wedding boxes, I guess they're called, wedding trunks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I used to love Japanese art.
Yes, just beautiful things. Well, they found out that she, somehow someone found out that she had some of this stuff and was interested in it, and they asked her to do a class. So she did this whole, with photographs, and she did a whole class, and her husband could not believe it. He has been married to her for all these years, and he just couldn't believe that she was doing this, and he came to it, and he just thought she was amazing. It was a side of her that in all these years, and they've been married since they were like 20, so he said, I never thought she had this.
She must have loved her work, and she must have just talked about something that is her passion.
It is, and she said, without being on AIM, she said, I never would have had the guts or the courage, she said, to go and to talk to 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds about my stuff. She said, I just didn't think anybody cared about it or anything. It was just something I liked to do and I liked to collect. But so that was one. And then I've got another girl who's been trying to conceive, and just the other one, September, she has a bouncing baby boy. Yeah, and she's been on AIM for a while, and they've been trying and trying, and finally she asked me to recheck her, a while back, and then I heard from the facilitator that she was pregnant, and next thing I knew she had a baby boy, and he was totally healthy and happy, and they're just thrilled as punch.
I want to tell you that we're coming into February and March, and these 2 months are going to have something very extra special because of the universe. As you know, I do astrology, and it's called love. So we're going to have a lot of romance going on, and people are going to feel romantic, and people are going to want to have a significant other in their life. How can the AIM program help women with their romantic relationships?
Oh, gosh, it works so well, and I've seen so many changes in a lot of women on AIM and men, but when we're on AIM, like we were talking about before, when we clear out all these hereditary imbalances, we start becoming more confident, and we radiate that confidence, and confidence is very attractive, and you know, the opposite sex is looking for someone confident, someone that radiates and glows. Our skin glows. We look happier. We're open. We're open to opportunities. We're open to romance. We're open to finding that person.
The best thing is, Roberta, that we don't have to plead for it. We don't have to say, I'll be good if you love me. And we don't have to feel like we're having a straw and sucking out love. We are that. We are that presentation of centeredness, balance, love, and caring. And therefore, it reflects that. And the AIM program brings you that strength.
Absolutely. And we're giving off that energy, that we're confident and that we're interested in listening, and we're not going to be just this reactive person. We're going to look, and we're going to be interested. We're going to be open. We're going to have our hearts are open, and we're going to find that person. If that's what we're looking for, we're going to find that.
And it will happen in a natural way. I believe that we meet other people through the course of living our life. We don't have to go out and search for it. It will float in, just like
Absolutely.
The energies for AIM. One more question, and then we're going to go to break. Tell me more about balancing frequencies for anti-aging, because if we're going to be young and dancing and falling in love, we might worry a little bit about aging.
Well, we always think of anti-aging. We always think of gray hair, wrinkles, and all that kind of stuff. But the way anti-aging works and the way that we're I'm still investigating and trying to find frequencies for anti-aging is our organs. We want our organs to be working at a younger rate and a younger age. our chronological age is one thing, but our biological age is something else. Right now, our biological age is about 25, 26 for women. So that's pretty good, because that means that our inner workings of our bodies are running at the age of about a 25 or 26-year-old, and that's a good thing. With us living longer, we need to make sure that we live good. And for that longer length of time, we want to be living where we can be vital and be contributing to the world and keep moving around and doing the things that we want to do and keep our minds sharp. Now, we do have to do some work for that, too, but the AIM program is really helping with that. So we've got a lot of different frequencies on there to help our collagen, to help our sexual organs, to help our lungs, all these different things to keep everything working. And there are these one frequencies that I have on there to help with our turkey necks. You know what that is?
Yes, of course.
You know, some
but
people.
Anyway, I do want to say that it's really important with the AIM program to me to add two other things that you should have in your life anyway. One is exercise and the other is meditation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't get along without those. And then we also have the things that we should do. We exercise our bodies. We got to exercise the brain, too. Do crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles, Sudokus.
Or read.
Read, yes.
Read without a tablet. Things. Read without a device. Just read. Oh, the other thing, I was doing my astrology report for this week, and I was talking about the love that's coming, the feelings of love. And I said, Roberta, let's. Why don't you try an evening of sitting on the couch with the person you care about and just looking into each other's eyes and enjoying each other's energy? And you can do it without holding a device. And then I said, I'll bet you that this will be a new experience for many people.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure, because have you gone, when you go out to a restaurant, sometimes you see that you'll see a couple come in, and the first thing everybody does is get on their phone.
Right.
I think, why would you want to go out for dinner with somebody if they're going to sit on their phone?
Well, I have people in New York City that own these expensive $100 plate restaurants, and they aren't having people. They don't have a rose on the table. They don't have a candle on the table anymore. They have to have a holder for your device because people don't want it anymore. They're so busy. And I think its own addiction. And I do think it can become an addiction. Is the AIM program helpful with that?
Yes. I think so. With addictive behavior, we've had some great success with, there was a man that I met when I was out on the road a few years ago, and he said, he filled out his application and he brought it up to me and he said, but I don't want to quit smoking. And I said, well, okay, you know, but that's not up to me. It's up to you. You know, the frequencies will come to you, and that's, you know, if you don't want to quit smoking, that's up to you. That's not something that, you know, I can help you with there. You know, I can't just stop those frequencies or whatever frequencies they are, because there's never just one specific frequency, right? So he said, oh, okay, you know. So a couple months later, he sent me an email and he said, I love being on the AIM program, but you know what? I quit smoking. It was so cute. And then I've had a young guy who had a drug addiction. And he's doing fabulous. It's like 7 years now that he's been sober off drugs and alcohol, and he's just doing terrific.
And then you have the kids that Stephen always used to talk about when I spoke with him, Down syndrome, and talk a little bit about that, those children.
Yeah, we have Down syndrome, and we also have one for autism, and they're just doing fabulous. We have a little boy that's recently new to autism, and he has been doing really great. They said he took him to get his hair cut, and he sat still while he was getting his hair cut, and they said it was just amazing that he would do that because he normally wouldn't sit still. So they were really happy with that. And then we've got a girl that's been on AIM for quite a while, and she was on our autism program and still is, and she's graduated now from college, and she's gotten married. And she said she couldn't have done any of it without being on AIM. And those are our scholarship participants. And if they test with the on the frequency level that we test with for autism, we can put them on a scholarship, and it is free for them.
And
to
that's Down syndrome as well?
And Down syndrome as well. We've got some fabulous stories about Down syndrome, too. Kids are just doing amazing. We have adults that are just... We have a man that's now living on his own within a home. They have, like, little apartments. And his caretaker was saying that he can even cook for himself using the microwave, where before he couldn't do that. And they're just thrilled as, you know, to be on it. And he writes his own reports, because quarterly we ask for a report. And he's been writing his own reports and letting us know how he's feeling and what he'd like to have change and all these different things that he feels.
Well, that's great. We have to go to break, but when we come back, maybe you'll tell us about keeping balanced and why it's important to be on the program and what it can bring to us down the road. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are now going to listen to some messages, and I will be back soon with Roberta and more news about the AIM program. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 21st through January 28th, 2018. This is the week to begin your detective work. Watch the news to see some closely held secrets and lies come into the light. The energies have been building very high all month because there's a lunar eclipse in Leo on Wednesday, January 31st. This eclipse is almost the exact opposite degree of the August 7th, 2017 lunar eclipse in Aquarius. To top it off, this eclipse is also a blue moon. Compare the issues and pathways of your life now compared to last summer to get clarity and perspective, especially where your heart is engaged or disconnected. The work week begins under an Aries moon. Get ambitious in pioneering your new projects. Exercise to bring your body into balance. During Wednesday's afternoon, Mercury aligns with Pluto in business-like Capricorn. It's time for the underground and darkly held secrets in business and government to begin to be dug up. This can become obsessive and dangerous in the governmental arena. You can also begin to communicate with power. Make a concrete plan of action. Do research or detective work that requires mental focus. However, it would also be good to give a wide berth to obsessive, compulsive, or controlling people who think they know what's best for you. Mars moves out of dark and murky Scorpio into adventurous Sagittarius until St. Patrick's Day. This energy is outdoors, exciting, and it's the perfect atmosphere for the upcoming Super Bowl. Just want to let you know, I see the Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl. The moon will be in Gemini for the weekend, creating a lively and social atmosphere. There's lots of social media sharing and networking over the sports and other activities. Keep projects and communications short and sweet. This fun combination supports putting into action your big ideas. On Saturday evening, don't force your ideas on people, as talkative Mercury is challenging rebellious Uranus, which can be a bit rude, or at the least, very obnoxious. Why don't you try having a real eye-to-eye conversation, a heart-to-heart, instead of using mobile devices? Both of you can curl up on the couch and bathe in each other's warmth. This could be a new experience for some of you. This is Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program on Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi,
the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to tell you about my semi-annual spiritual intensive, which is planned for the weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. If you're serious about creating change, living in your true place in the universe, and working with your spiritual gifts that are your birthright, then this is the workshop for you. As many of you know, I only teach this twice a year, and miracles have occurred from experiencing this workshop. It's time to pull off the veil from your faces, not only so you can see who you really are, but so that you can see your neighbor and begin connecting with them at this time. This is the time of oneness with humanity. So, how much humanity can you express in your life? As we enter this new world of wakefulness, let's get caught up in the joy and excitement of realizing and embracing the new awareness that's coming to this world. Embrace the world with all it has to offer, as well as all the other worlds in this universe. Experience deep meditation, unlock your blocks, move beyond your boundaries, and begin to open your spiritual chakras. Experience ascension while manifesting your soul's purpose, the energy and tools that you will bring away with you from this workshop will enhance your life and beyond that. The time to begin is now. Where? The James Laurel House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, in beautiful Bucks County. When? The weekend of February 24th and 25th, 2018. Time? 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., giving you time to look around the town and enjoy the many restaurants in the evening that are available. For further information, go to Elizabeth Joyce's website, new-visions.com, or you can call Elizabeth to register, 215-996-0646. Looking forward to working with each and every one of you and watching you shed, grow lighter, and evolve closer to the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between February and May of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I suppose that there are those who say he had it easy, had it made, in fact, before he'd even begun. But they don't know the things I know. I was always with him. It may sound strange, but we were more than friends. It's hard to tell the truth when no one wants to listen, when no one really cares what's going on, and it's hard to stand alone when you need someone beside you. Your spirit, your faith must be strong. What one man can do is dream. What one man can do is love. What one man can do is change the world and make it young again. Here you see what one man can do. His eyes were then, that's how bright his mind was, that's how great his love for you and me. A friend to all the universe, grandfather of the future, everything that I would like to be. What one man can do is dream. What one man can do. What one man can do is change the world and make it new again. Here you see what one man can do.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn singing What One Man Can Do. And that song was dedicated tonight to Stephen Lewis, the founder of the AIM program. And my guest tonight is Roberta, the other half of the AIM program. How are you, Roberta?
I'm doing great. That was beautiful.
Thank you. So we've talked about this wonderful program. Now there's a recent program I've seen on the Learning Channel called The Healer with Charlie Goldsmith, and he uses some type of energy to take people's pain away. He can even provide remote healing and relief for people over the phone. Have you seen that shift in recent years? And are people becoming more interested in energetic balancing?
Isn't that interesting? I've watched that show several times, and it's really interesting to listen to him talk how he's trying to bring it to the medical community and have them see it and use it as another therapy that might be helpful and trying to get the doctors to be open to it. And I think that's amazing. I think that's awesome because, you know, when I started working with Stephen back in 1987, a lot of people thought we were whacked.
They thought
we were a little bit out there. And those that would come in understood it or were looking for something that wasn't available, something wasn't working for them. They didn't want to take the drugs that they were supposed to, you know, be when they've been given these drugs for pain or whatever it happened to be, and they were coming as kind of a last resort kind of thing. And when they felt differently, then they were spreading the word. So we were kind of on the forefront of all this, and it's really, really fun to see that now we're becoming more mainstream. We're still not there, but we're getting there. And I see more and more people coming on to the AIM program, and a lot of people say, but I'm not sick. Well, you don't have to be sick. I don't even know what the people that are coming on the AIM program have going on with them. They may be sick, they may not be. But when you come on the AIM program, it just makes such a big difference in the way you feel. One thing that people go onto our website and they see Energetic Matrix Church, and they go, church? I don't want to change my religion. I'm Jewish. I'm Baptist. I'm this, that, or the other thing. Well, so are all of we. All of us are all some other kind of religion or have a religious background. We don't have to change that. There's this woman that I know in Florida who works with elderly people, and she tells them, she goes, look, forget about the church part because it's not that kind of church. It's not like going to the synagogue. She goes, it's more a congregation of frequencies. And I thought that was really cute the way she put that.
Well, it is, but I think that part of the church aspect for many of us energy healers that also work with energy, part of that is to protect ourselves. from.
Well, it can be that way too, but we are more of a spiritual side of healing. So when we look at this, it's not a medical program. It's more of a spiritual program, and it's a spiritual approach. It's like someone praying for you 24/7.
It's
kind of how it is.
But also, when you add the prayer and the spiritual feelings and the calmness and the reverence that comes with that, it enhances the balancing of the AIM program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your meditation, when we go through the guided meditations, and even if we just meditate on our own or we pray or whatever it is that gets us into ourselves to listen to ourselves for a moment and be quiet, that all helps enhance the program as well.
Right. Any kind of inward reflection. If you have a problem, don't wrestle with it, don't fight with it, get quiet and just sit and take notes as your thoughts come through, because you're in balance with the AIM program. And when you do the reflection, what happens is it gets utilized quickly, which
Absolutely.
Is amazing. Yeah, I think that's just so beautiful. So let's talk about exercising the brain. You mentioned that before, but what can we do to get that going besides read?
Well, you can read, but also crossword puzzles, and they come in the newspapers. They're free. A lot of magazines have them, or you can go to the grocery store and you can pick up a crossword puzzle book and do crossword puzzles, word search. I do jigsaw puzzles. I love doing jigsaw puzzles. You know, it's relaxing to me, and I can just, it's kind of like a little meditation for myself, because I just kind of get lost in it, and hours go by, and I'm working on a puzzle.
You go back to the old days when the grandmothers were knitting and purling.
Yes. I love to knit and crochet, and I embroider, and I do all that kind of stuff, too. Recently, I've been making tie blankets. You know, I do a lot of crafty things. I try to stay away from the computer when I'm at home, if at all possible, get my brain a rest.
You know, we've been talking a lot about balancing tonight and being on the AIM program, but also eating correctly, getting your rest, and surrounding yourself with positive people. And
Absolutely.
This is important for women. Don't you think this is important for women?
Yes. Yes, definitely. You want to be around women that can empower you. You want to be around people, even men, too. People that are maybe more successful than you that can teach you. You have mentors. Look at the people that are more successful to you and emulate them. And, you know, all these things, when I say successful, it's not just monetary. It can be any type of success. It can be their family success, maybe their relationship success. Maybe it's a job that they have that they're very successful at. There's a lot of ways to be successful. It just doesn't have to be money. But
just have children that are in school and getting good grades is success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's, you know, different ways to surround your people with people that can build you up. And when people start talking negative, try and shift the conversation or walk away. You know, maybe somebody starts talking to you on the phone and they're going to give you all their problems. Maybe politely say, gee, you know, I've got another call coming in, or I got to get to work, or I've got an appointment.
The doorbell.
Yeah, and shift it. And if you feel like sometimes, you know, you wake up in the morning and you had a bad dream and you're mad when you wake up in the morning, and it happens sometimes.
Okay.
When I realize that, I stop myself and I just sit down in a quiet place and I just try and change that and go, okay, wait a minute. This is a new day. Put that behind me. Shut that door. Lock it. Okay, now I've got a new day. This is a happy day. I'm in a good mood. There's no reason for me to be in a bad mood. And then you can get on with your day, and it works.
It does work. And I also look at it, Roberta, and I say, well, something was bothering me. Maybe it's a memory from the past that I was dreaming about. I now choose to come back into balance.
Exactly. That's another good one.
Also, definitely. I wanted you to talk to people about how to register for the AIM program, about enrollments, and the website.
Our website is aimprogram.com, and you can go to our website, or if you have a facilitator that you have met or are in contact with, you can get an application from their website. But on our website, we also have a link for applications. We also have a really nice video on our website that explains how the AIM program kind of works, and it talks about being in balance, and it's really a quick little video. It's just a couple minutes long, so you can take a look at that. Or you can also give us a call at 702-944-1801, and my staff there in the office can help answer questions for you, and they can even send you or email you an application if you like. You can also order the book through us or online. So there's a lot of things. Absolutely. There's a lot of things that you can, we have a lot of tools to help you if you're interested in going on the AIM program. If you have questions for me, you can send me an email at info@energeticmatrix.com.
And also, they might want to say that they heard you on Let's Find Out. That would be nice,
yes,
too. That's fine.
Yes, yeah. If you can mention this program, we would sure appreciate it. That would be so helpful, and sometimes we forget to do that. So just remember, Elizabeth Joyce, or Let's Find Out, something to that effect, or that you heard me on the radio tonight, we'll know what show that was. So those are all little tips that we can, we'll just know that it was the program that you heard it from.
Well, I want to thank you for being on Let's Find Out tonight, Roberta, and I'm always going to be excited about the AIM program, and we will keep in touch and keep us posted, because if anything new comes along, we'd like to know, and we'll have you back on to talk about it.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to be on again. It's been such a pleasure being on the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And now we're going to go into our meditation tonight, and first we're going to hear another song dedicated to Stephen Lewis, called Unusual Way by Elizabeth Hepburn. And the meditation tonight is Let Love Be Your Answer. And of course, we'll finish with Richard Shulman and Love. Next week, we have Frank St. James, and we're going to be on answering your questions. So listen up, because Frank will be on telling you what you need to hear and asking anything about the spring months that are coming ahead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Have a clue. what it's like to be me looking at you. It scares me so that I can hardly speak. In a very unusual way, I am what I am to you. Though at times it appears I won't stay, I never go. Special to me in my life, since the first day that I met you, how could I ever forget you once you had touched my soul? In a very unusual way, you have made me.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Please sit in a chair with both feet flat on the floor and legs uncrossed. Keeping your spine straight, take a deep breath. Release the breath, take another deep breath. Release the breath. One more deep breath. Release the breath. Closing your eyes, lean back, and soak in the music of Richard Schulman and Ascension Harmonics. This piece is called Love. Love is the master. Love is the one who masters all things. I am mastered totally by love, by my passion of love for love. I have grown sweet as sugar. O furious wind, I am only a straw before you. How could I know where I would be blown to next? Whoever claims to have made a pact with destiny reveals himself as a liar and a fool. What is any one of us but a straw in a storm? How could anyone make a pact with a hurricane? God is working everywhere. His massive resurrection is coming. How can we pretend to act on our own? In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a sack. Sometimes love hoists me into the air. Sometimes love flings me into the air. Love swings me around and around like a Ferris wheel. I have no peace in this world or any other, unless the lovers of God have fallen on me in a furious river of rippling energy. The love force has surrendered itself to love's command. Like milkweeds, they turn day and night, night and day, constantly turning and turning and crying out, reaching for more, expanding for more, filling my heart with more. Stay close to my heart, I pray. Stay close to my heart and to the one who knows your ways, your blessed higher self. Come into the shade of the tree that always has fresh flowers. Don't stroll idly through the bazaar or the perfume makers. Stay in the shop of the sugar seller. If you don't find true balance, anyone can deceive you. Anyone can trick out anything of straw and make you glad for taking it. Don't squat with a bowl before every boiling pot. In each pot on fire, you find very different things. Not all are sugar cans, not all have sugar, and not all emptiness winds up at a peak. Not all eyes possess vision, and not every sea is full of pearls. O nightingale with your voice of dark honey, go on lamenting. Only in your drunken ecstasy can pierce the rock's hard heart. Surrender yourself, and if you cannot be welcomed by a friend, know that you are rebelling inwardly like a thread, like a vibration that doesn't want to go through the needle's eye. The awakened heart is a lamb. Protect it by the hem of your robe. Hurry and get out of this wind, for the weather is turning bad. And when you have left this storm, you will become a fountain. You will find a friend, and there will always be one nearby to nourish your soul. And with your soul always green, you will grow tall like a tree, flowering and leafing always with sweet, light fruit, whose growth is within your interior. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. And melt into the music of Richard Schulman and love.